Oops. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And it's good to be back on the screen. We will just also share some remarks, and we will also, because we have some more substantial comments on 20 and 21, we will only talk now about 16, 17, 18, and 19. On 16, we hear the remarks by the United States on the words that is words that are currently used on this text. I think some basic understanding that we are have that the mandate that we had for this year is basically fulfilled. We kind of like the formulation that you had in the text. In light of the comments that we heard from the US, but also from the Russian Federation, we should probably also leave the finalization of these paras at the end of this week, as was just suggested by Pakistan as well. And then we can kind of assess if we have indeed elaborated measures or proposals, or if we didn't. Overall, and as mentioned before, we did a good job in fulfilling our mandate with the many proposals we have at the table and the kind of discussions we had on them. So this should definitely also be reflected in the text in some way. On para 17, we are open for the proposal by US to put previous understandings into an annex. But there is one important issue here. We should not waste too much time in kind of editing this annex. Because there could also be different understandings, what kind of elements and previous understandings should be in there. So if this is a much too difficult task for us during this week, we should probably put it aside, but the general idea is quite good. Different from the Russian Federation, we see value in having two paras from 16 and 17. We see very different functions that those two paras have, while the first one, the 16 para, is mostly speaking about our mandate and what we have done with it. The 17 para is more or less an introduction to what follows. And I think both of these functions need to be separated, even if there is some overlapping language. But of course, editing is always possible. In general, and on 17, we fully support the approach that you have taken there, which addresses functions of autonomy and weapon systems instead of categories of weapon systems. The working paper we presented this year follows more or less the same logic. A technology-neutral approach was also previously, in previous years, promoted by a large number of states, and the idea can also be found in several chair summaries. It's not something completely new. It takes into account the fact that almost any weapon system can incorporate autonomous functions and that systems are becoming more and more complex. Following such an approach, focusing on the human element in the use of force is much more fruitful than restart detailed discussions on technical characteristics, which would actually put us back. We also believe that a precise definition is not needed for us to continue our discussions, nor are they for the prohibition of certain types of autonomous weapon systems or the regulation of others. Most of the working papers that we have at the table do not provide a detailed technical definition, but focus on autonomy-enabled functions of weapon systems. In our view, this is also fully in line with the two-tier approach. A technology-neutral approach does also help to alleviate the concerns by many that regulation of such weapons could affect peaceful uses of AI. It does also coincide with the perception of several countries that autonomy works on a spectrum. Detailed characterizations might be overtaken by technological development, which at this point we can only vaguely predict, and we definitely need flexibility to stay relevant. We, however, appreciate the way how you introduced and enlarged the broadly supported formula used by the ICRC in para 19. We do not consider this a definition, but an understanding, which underpins the measures that follow in the text. Let me also reiterate the widely shared position that the qualifier lethal is not needed for our future discussions, and we would appreciate if this could also be reflected in your next version, avoiding the lengthy formulation weapon systems based on emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon systems, and replacing it with autonomous weapon systems would also save considerable space. We also listened to the new paras proposed by the Russian Federation. While we believe that the first one is already covered by para 18, we are not against introducing language on the idea that autonomy works on a spectrum. And as mentioned before, we have more comments on para 20 and 21 later, probably tomorrow. I thank you.